Savitri, Book 2, Canto 5, The Godheads of the Little Life, pages 167 to 169. All here is dreamed or doubtfully exists, but who the dreamer is and whence he looks is still unknown or only a shadowy guess. Where the world is real but ourselves too small, insufficient for the mightiness of our stage. A thin live curve crosses the Titan whirl off the orbit of a soulless universe, and in the belly of the sphere's rolling mass, a mind looks out from a small casual globe and wonders what itself and all things are. And yet, to some interned subjective sight, that strangely has formed in matter's sightless stuff, a pointillage minute of little self takes figure as world being's conscious base. Such is our scene in the half-light below. This is the sign of matter's infinite. This is the weird purport of the picture shown to science, the giantess measure of her field, as she pours on the record of her close survey and mathematizes her huge external world to reason bound within the circle of sense, or in thought's broad impalpable exchange, a speculator in tenuous vast ideas, abstractions in the void, her currency, we know not with what firm values for its base. Only religion in this bankruptcy presents its dubious riches to our hearts, or signs and provision checks on the beyond. Our poverty shall there have its revenge. Our spirits depart, discarding a futile life, into the blank unknown, or with them take this passport into immortality. Yet was this only a provisional scheme, a false appearance sketched by limiting sense, mind's insufficient self-discovery, an early attempt, a first experiment. This was a toy to amuse the infant's earth, but knowledge ends not in these surface powers that live upon a ledge in the ignorance and dare not look into the dangerous depths or to stare upward measuring the unknown. There is a deeper seeing from within, and when we have left these small purlieus of mind, a greater vision meets us on the heights in the luminous whiteness of the spirit's gaze. At last there wakes in us a witness soul that looks at truths unseen and scans the unknown. Then all assumes a new and marvelous face. The world quivers with a god light at its core. In time's deep heart, high purposes move and live. Life's borders crumble and join infinity. This broad, confused, yet rigid scheme becomes a magnificent imbroglio of the gods, a game, a work ambiguously divine. Our seekings are short-lived experiments made by a wordless and inscrutable power, testing its issues from inconscient night to meet its luminous self of truth and bliss. It peers at the real through the apparent form. It labors in our mortal mind and sense amid the figures of the ignorance. In the symbol pictures drawn by word and thought, it seeks the truth to which all figures point. It looks for the source of light with vision's lamp. It works to find the doer of all works, the unfelt self within who is the guide, the unknown self above who is the goal. All is not here a blinded nature's task. A word of wisdom watches us from on high, a witness sanctioning her will and works, an eye unseen in the unseeing vast. There is an influence from a light above. There are thoughts remote and sealed eternities. A mystic motive drives the stars and suns.